Welcome back to the Rational Revolution. We're sitting down with Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. And so what have you been up to lately? Anything new?
Well, a little less than 3 weeks ago, yeah. Mark, I announced that I'm running to be Wisconsin's next lieutenant governor.
Yes. which would be awesome.
Which would be incredible.
Yes.
It was really funny, though. My sisters, when I was, you know, making this decision about doing this work, I called them and I said, Anna, Laura, I'm the oldest of three.
Yep.
And I go, so I'm thinking I'm going to go run for lieutenant governor. And my sisters are like, great. And my one sister goes, so Sarah, if you win, that means that you will have won three executive offices. Yeah. They're like, is that some sort of trophy you're going after? Or like, what's this about? And yeah. I said, only if it's a trophy for cleaning up after Republicans. And I'm like, I'm ready for it. So, yeah, but I think for me, Mark, it's always been about what is the best way in which I can serve. And when I have been traveling across the state, I mean, people are fed up with certain, like with a lot of things that are going on. You know, most recently I was sharing how I was talking to a group of nurses and they were talking about how they can't afford a home in the neighborhood in that they serve.
Yeah.
But yet they're watching these billionaires write off their second and third vacation home.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, or I was talking to a mom who was a server and she was working two to three jobs just to make sure she can, you know, stay ahead. Yeah. And that's not, to me, I think, the Wisconsin that we want. You know, people should be able to have one good paying job and be able to buy a home and be able to build a future. Folks should be able to get health care and not make it a debt sentence for them. Or even like I think about, I'm a mom of a 5-year-old. Mark, and like one of the most important things that I love so much about Wisconsin is our clean lakes.
Yeah.
And being able to swim. And yet we're seeing PFAS, these forever chemicals, like what's going to be left for his generation?
Right.
And if we don't stop standing up and fighting against this now, then what's going to happen?
Right. You know, we had Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez on and she's running for governor.
Yes.
And so like, you know, what was the time, like, not the timing, but like, so she announced and then you're like, ting,
I mean, I think for a long time, everybody in the state of Wisconsin was wondering, will Governor Evers run again?
Right. And he's been great.
He's been a great governor. I'll never forget one of my favorite Governor Evers story is when when he was running for governor and I was running for treasurer, we all got on his school bus.
Okay.
And it was a pretty bumpy ride because we were going from Sheboygan up to Green Bay.
Yep.
And what we like to call, we were facing a lot of Scott holes because that was during the Scott, at the Scott Walker administration. And on our way up, we went to Plymouth, where he is from. And it also is the cheese capital of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So Governor Evers got out and like we took a picture by the cow and then he proceeded to talk to me about all the different cheeses and like he worked and like what it meant. And then afterwards he's like, Sarah, we've got a little bit more time. Let's play a game of euchre. So there we were on the bus playing a game of euchre.
It's awesome.
Which I don't think it gets more Wisconsin than that. But I think, you know, going back to it, a lot of us were wondering, he loves Wisconsin.
Yeah.
He is so very much Wisconsin. He's really Wisconsin's governor in so many ways. Will he run again? And then when he decided, which I totally understand.
What a selfless thing.
Yes. For eight plus years, because he was superintendent of public instruction for over 8 years as well. And so you think about it, he has given up so much for so long. I understand why he decided not to. But it then became a question of, okay, what can I best do?
Now what?
Yeah, right. And is there a way that I can best serve Wisconsin? And to me, I've always been a very team player type of person. And the lieutenant governor, I think, is a really important part of the team that actually can really address some of these really complex problems. Because when you look at it, Mark, like we're not going to one person isn't going to solve healthcare.
Right.
One person isn't going to solve the affordability issues or inflation or, you know, like working worried about public schools. It's going to be a team, and I just really look forward to being on that team and being a part of a team to get these things done.
I have to share a quick Tony Evers story.
Oh, and I love a Tony Evers story.
We were, for whatever reason, I got a call. This was during the time where Kamala Harris was running, and I got a call to help out their campaign. And I did, and I didn't expect anything of it, but then I got another call saying, hey, do you want to meet the vice president? And I was like, holy crap. Hell yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so it was the event with Rippon, with Liz Cheney.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I knew Charlie Sykes was going to be there. And so it was like myself and Charlie Sykes. And then Tony Evers walks in. And he's like, well, would you look at this crowd? You know? And Charlie's like, well, sorry about that. You know? And he sat down with us, literally sat down with us. There was nobody, no staff. They were all out there. And we talked, just shot the BS for an hour.
Yeah.
And talked about how, you know, coming together and how we can, you know, it's just what an awesome, selfless, like real person.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, so I think he will be missed, but I think the cool thing is, there are some really wonderful people that can go forward into the, okay, well now what? Oh, we've got a good bench.
We've got a really, really good bench. And I think that's something that Wisconsin is just very lucky about, is when you look at the folks that have announced or want to announce for governor, and even the folks that I've talked to that are running for like Secretary of State and like these other statewide offices, it's a really talented group of people that have experience that I think can really help us continue to move the state forward.
Yeah. And I think, you know, so many of the voices, I think yours is critically important too, are adored by people on both sides. And we're going to talk about that coming up in the next segment here. On the Rational Revolution with me, Mark Becker, and your fearless Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski, here on the Rational Revolution, the Civic Media Radio Network. Stick around.